Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold. Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Support for Girl Tales is provided by families like yours. Grown-ups, come join us at patreon.com/girltales for as little as $1 a month. Here is a special shout-out to Shuta and Kenyana Justice for leaving such lovely reviews for us. Thank you for all of your love and support. I'm so glad you enjoy Girl Tales. Today's episode is our final one of this season. We had such a remarkable second season, and we posted so many new stories, and I got to hear from so many listeners all over the world. I'm so grateful to all of you. We're going to go head back to the Girl Tales Factory and make even more stories, jam-packed with girl power just for you. I'm going to miss you so much while we're gone, but I promise we'll be hard at work. If you're missing us, or if you have questions or recommendations for the stories next season, you can email me at rebecca@girltalespodcast.com. I'm going to answer everyone. Hey, grown-ups, we can only create another season with support from listeners like you. Our Patreon page is going to be active, full of coloring pages, scripts of our fairy tales, and even brand new stories exclusively for our Patreon Tailblazers while we're gone. Please, please, please head to patreon.com/girltales, donate, and keep Girl Tales going. We truly, truly cannot do this without your support. Now, on to our episode. This is Cinderella Sisters by Dana Boulay. Enjoy!
Randy, stop pushing me!
Oh, Brittany, you stop pushing me! I said I was going to wear the blue dress, so you can't have it! No way!
I'm the one who picked it out, and I told you last week that I was going to wear it to the school party, so it's mine now. Move out of my way.
I'm not moving. And that dress is not yours. It's mine. And I am wearing it to the party. You have a million other dresses, so go find one of your own.
I am the stylist in this house, and the school party theme is under the blue sky, so I need that blue dress. Besides, I just got shoes that go perfectly with it, so I really don't care what you say because I am going to wear that dress.
No, you are not.
Yes, I am. Now move.
Hey, can you guys stop arguing? Who cares about a stupid dress? You're giving me a serious headache.
Excuse me. Oh, look. We gave poor Cindy a headache. Poor, poor Cindy.
For the millionth time, it is not Cindy. My name is Cinderella.
And for the billionth time, Cindy is a way better name.
Yeah, Cindy is, like, way more lit.
Whatever. I'm kind of tired of hearing about what you think about my name. I'm just asking you to please stop calling me Cindy and stop arguing about clothes. It seems so silly.
Oh, I am so sorry for caring about how to present yourself to the world. You might not think it's important, but you know, first impressions mean everything. And some of us actually care about how we look. Like, why do you always have to wear just black all the time? You'd look so nice with like...
Yeah, like, you should really explore some pops of color.
What do you know about pops of color, Brandy?
I know a lot about pops of color, Brittany. Oh, hey, don't push me!
Brandy, just stay out of this and let me do the styling, okay? I am the expert here, and trust me, Cindy needs a lot more than pops of color to turn this around. She would need, like, a total redo of basically, like, everything. So I'll have to start her whole makeover from head to toe.
Brittany, you're not listening. First of all, stop talking to Brandy like she's not smart.
Thank you.
And secondly, please stop trying to style me and change my name. I don't want to look like you. Look, you are both my stepsisters, and I like you the way you are. Even though you're kind of mean to me sometimes, and you drive me crazy, but I just don't like your style for me. I like my own style.
We're not mean, we're just being honest.
Yeah, what's wrong with telling someone what you think?
It's wrong when that person didn't ask for your opinion. I didn't ask what you think about my clothes.
But your style is just, like, really limited.
Don't you want to try something new?
Ugh, no, I don't. I don't care what you or anyone else at this school thinks about how I like to look. I don't judge your clothes, so please, don't judge mine.
We're just trying to help you look better.
Yeah, we're just trying to help.
I didn't realize there was something wrong with the way that I look.
I mean, it's okay, but it could just be a little bit more, like, fun.
Yeah, fun! Like, what are you gonna wear to the school party next week? Do you have a fun outfit that, like, we've never seen before?
I'm sure she doesn't. Cindy, you need to start planning this now, you know. I hope you're not planning on going in that.
I'm not planning on going in anything.
Wait, what does that mean?
I'm not going.
What? You're not planning on going to the party at all?
But everyone goes to the party.
Yeah, well, I don't want to.
Come on, it's only the best party all year. You know you want to go.
I don't.
I don't believe you. Why don't you want to go?
Because It sounds dumb and boring, and I hate dresses, and I don't want to go.
But you have to go.
You'll miss everything.
Miss what? A bunch of people looking at what everyone else is wearing and then feeling bad? No thanks. I'd rather stay here by myself and clean the fireplace.
You are so weird. You know if you don't go to the party, you are making a huge mistake.
Oh well.
Cindy, I say this nicely. I think you might be feeling bad because you don't have as good clothes as me and Brandy.
I mean, not everyone can look as good as we do, right?
Stop interrupting me, Brandy! So, Cindy, what I am saying is that if you just changed yourself a little bit, like your look and your name and maybe your attitude, then maybe everyone at school would notice you more.
Yeah, it worked for me.
Wow, you are both so good at making me feel bad.
I'm not trying to make you feel bad. I am trying to help. Fine. If you don't want my help, forget it. I was trying to be nice, but you will really be missing out on a lot if you don't go to the party. Friends.
Music.
Food.
Lights.
Fun.
That lasts
all
night.
Under
the big
blue.
sorry. Come on, Cinderella. Come to the party with us.
Yeah, come on.
It'll be the best. You just have to have the right attitude.
Yeah, a good attitude.
Here, I'm going to inspire you because here's what I'm going to do. Oh, I'm going to walk in
at the party
and I'm going to hit the dance floor.
At the party,
I'll see all my friends.
At the party, party.
And make that party never end.
At the party, you could be the one having so much fun at the party.
Okay, Brandy, you're up.
I'm gonna wear my dress.
At the party,
the one that will impress.
At the party,
I'll dance all night long.
At the party, party.
All my favorite songs.
At the party, you could be the one having so much fun at the party.
But I already said I don't want to go.
I don't want to go to your
really
party.
Good on her? Purple?
I don't want to go.
Green. I think it would look great with her hair.
I don't want to go to your
Let's
party.
Wear gold shoes.
Are you guys even listening to me?
What?
Oh, we're gonna slay.
At the party, so don't get in our way. At the party, cause everyone will say. At the party, party,
we just want to stay.
At the party, we could be the ones having so much fun at the party. You could be the one having so much fun at the party.
I really don't think it's my thing.
Come on, Cindy, come to the party. You know you want to.
Yeah, Cinderella, come with us.
Okay, so I'm gonna pick out a dress for you, and maybe we'll see you there, okay?
Yeah, and I'm gonna pick out shoes. Okay, see you there.
You guys, I really don't think I'm going. Why will no one listen to me?
Cinderella, what a nice surprise. Come on in, I was just making some mint lemonade.
Thanks, Mrs. Rhodes. I just wanted to stop by
Will you please call me by my first name? Mrs. Rhodes was fine when you were little, but you're almost as tall as I am now. Please, call me Symphony.
Okay, Symphony. You know, you have the prettiest name I know.
Oh, I could say the same about you, my dear. Now, what seems to be on your mind these days? You have that troubled look in your eyes. Come, sit. Tell Symphony all about it.
Well, you see, Brittany and Brandy are going to the end of the year school party, and the theme is Under the Blue Sky, and I guess it's supposed to be amazing, but they're making such a big deal out of it. Like, it's the best thing that ever happened to them, and then, like, they're arguing about clothes, and I don't even want to go, so I told them I wasn't going, and they think I'm being really dumb. But then there's, like, part of me that wants to go, but I also don't want to go, and I think the part that doesn't want to go is, like, mad at the part that does want to go. And I can't figure out why I even remotely care. I don't know. I'm not making any sense.
Oh, honey, you are making perfect sense. It's okay to want to go. You know, I've known you for all your life, and you've always marched to your own beat, and that is a wonderful thing. It's something that no one else can take away from you. But it's hidden away so much of the time. You spend far too much time all alone by that fireplace.
But that's my peaceful songwriting place where nobody bothers me. I like it.
I know, my dear, but you can't stay hidden away all your life. The songs you write are so beautiful, but you never let anyone hear them. Let some sunshine in and go out and look for others who feel the way that you do. Because there are others.
Like you?
Yes, like me, but you need to find others your own age to share your experiences with. You just have to go out with an open mind and find them. Who knows? Someone might be at that party looking to find someone kind and funny and opinionated like you. I think you should go. And if you don't like it, you can always leave. But you'll leave knowing that you stepped outside your comfort zone and no matter what, You left a little sunshine somewhere that you have been. It can't hurt to try. You are looking for your tribe, my darling. I looked for mine my whole life. And you know what? I found some of my best friends in the worst places.
But my stepsisters are so mean about everything without even realizing it. And they're so obsessed with a certain crowd of people and how they look and how others look. And they're making me feel bad because I apparently don't dress right and I don't have anything to wear and...
Oh, Cinderella, you don't dress like them because you dress like you. So who cares what all those other people think? I know your sisters are sometimes not very kind with you, but underneath all of that, I know they care for you. Sometimes they might be jealous of the freedom you seem to have, your freedom of spirit and thought and creativity. I think they actually like to be around you, and even if you can't see it, they do learn some good from you. Just have patience, and maybe they'll come around one day. Hold your ground and don't let them squash your sunshine. You just be you.
Thanks so much, Symphony. You always know how to make me feel better.
That makes me smile, Cinderella. Now, I think I just might have something in my closet that you might like to wear to that party. I guarantee no one else will have this. You did say the theme was a blue sky, yes? Hold on one second. Oh, here it is. Try this on. I think it might be just your size.
Wow. A bright blue jacket with rainbow sequin fringe? I love this. Is this for real? Is this yours? Did you wear this?
Why, yes, my dear. I wore this in London many moons ago. I won't tell you who gave it to me. Now try it on by this mirror.
Whoa! It fits perfectly! OMG! This looks amazing. Can I seriously borrow this?
You can have it, my dear. I happily pass this jacket on to you. It deserves another life instead of collecting dust in my closet. May it inspire confidence and fearlessness. I know it worked for me all those years ago.
Oh, Symphony, thank you so much. I love it. Okay, I'll go. I'll go to the party. I'll go. I actually can't wait to wear this.
There will be times in your life when someone's mean. When those words will hurt, and yes, those words can sting. You can tell them how it feels for you inside. Help them understand, and maybe they'll apologize. Don't stop dancing. Let your heart keep on singing. Don't let others decide on the path of your life. You can write your own destiny. There will be times in your life when you feel down. When those shiny, happy feelings aren't around. So you find a friend who wants to help you through. And they make you laugh again because they see the gem in you.
Small, and I'm worrying what people think if I take a fall.
turning in the air. Will someone care what I feel? Or will they just be there laughing? These thoughts, they just keep turning, and they're turning, and they're turning, and I'm learning that they're getting in my way.
There will be times in your life you'll want to be safe at home where all the others cannot see. And you listen to what critics have to say. Then you make your own decision and you do it your own way.
Don't stop dancing. Let your heart keep on singing. Don't let others decide on the path of your life.
Go out there, Cinderella, and you go write your destiny. The world is yours.
Brandy! Brandy! Come here!
What?
OMG, are you still sulking about my dress?
It's my dress and you took it.
Ugh, whatever, just drop it already. It looks amazing on me anyway. Did you see this necklace that goes with it?
Yeah, but it's still my dress.
Brandy, look, Prince Charming is here. Oh, he is so straight fire. Okay, act normal, okay? Don't be so obvious. Just like turn slightly and tell me if he saw me yet. Is he looking this way? Is he?
No. Well, maybe. Wait. No. Yes? No. I don't know. Maybe. I think he's looking at the food. We are standing right next to it.
Ugh, okay, I will look myself. Wait. Who is he staring at? It's that girl that just came in. Who is that and what is she wearing? Is that like a rainbow fringe jacket? Wow, that's dope. But she's wearing it with sneakers. Kind of ruins it. Wait, is that Cindy?
It is! She said she wasn't gonna come. Cinderella! Cindy! Cinderella! Over here! Over here!
Oh, hey guys.
Cindy, where did you get that jacket? It's like super vintage. I kind of love it. But your shoes sort of wreck it.
Gee, thanks. Your attitude is sort of ruining your dress.
She just thinks it could be dressed up a little more. But it's really dope. Seriously. So, I thought you weren't gonna come.
I wasn't. But then I changed my mind. Anyway, I can't talk long. I have to go do something.
Do what?
You'll see. It's a surprise.
Ooh, a surprise! I love surprises!
Does it have to do with Prince Charming? Because he is totally checking you out, by the way.
Who?
Prince Charming!
He's only the cutest guy in the whole school, duh.
Yeah, whatever. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
You'll see. Okay, Cinderella. You got this. It's now or never. Hi, everyone. My name is Cinderella. I go to this school, though most of you probably don't really know me. Anyway, I...
What is she doing?
I don't know.
So, I'm a musician, sort of. Well, like, not sort of. I am a musician, and so I wrote this song, and I'm gonna sing it for you now. So, here it goes. Called The Road.
But she is young and she is strong, and she's learning how to sing her song so she can know the way to go to help keep this world turning. She's on the road. She's on the road. She's on the road. She's on the road.
Up here on the stage to sing with me.
What? Us?
Sing on stage? Okay, I guess so.
That was amazing. I had no idea you could sing like that. And I can't believe you wrote that song.
How did we not know that? That was the best and so much fun. And I loved singing with you.
Yeah, that was really fun. And you guys can totally sing. We actually sounded great together.
Cinderella, we could start a band. Can we sing more songs together? Do you have more?
Sure, I have some more, and yeah, we could sing together. That might actually be really nice. If you promise to stop trying to change me.
You know what? I'm so sorry I wasn't very nice to you.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry we tried to change you. You're amazing.
Aw, thanks.
Newsflash, someone else thinks you are amazing too. Here comes Prince Charming. Wait. What's he doing with your shoe?
Oh, I think it fell off while I was on the stage.
Here. Hey, I found your shoe.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
So, I was just wondering if, like, maybe now you wanted to marry me or something?
What? Marry you because you found my shoe? Yeah, no thanks. I'm, like, really busy at the moment, and I have band practice, so.
Yeah, she has band practice now. Let's go, girls.
Yeah, let's go sing some more. Ooh, we have to think of band names.
See ya. I gotta go. Thanks for the shoe. Bye.
We're on the road.
That was The Cinderella Sisters by Dana Boulay. Dana is the creator of Petite Punk Rock Podcast, an original musical family sing-along written and performed by Dana and the Petite Punks, an American musician working with kids in Paris, France. Each episode explores one word through stories and songs that will have your whole family on their feet to sing and dance. The music and podcast are available on all streaming services, or you can visit PetitePunkRock.com. PetitePunkRock.com for more info. This episode starred Melanie Berg, Kelly Reeder, and Kristen Vafidas. Music and lyrics by Dana Boulay. Produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, and Megan Bagala. With original theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss when we put up our next season. And tell all of your friends about Girl Tales. And oh, remember, I believe in you. I'll see you next season, Tailblazers.
Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Being a princess is bigger than a crown. And being a princess is doing your best. It takes kindness. It's honest. Strong in the night, you gotta remember, yeah, you gotta.